We're going to have a little workout Wednesday once again from Custom Fit. Jeff Woods joins us. How are you, Mr. Woods?
I'm just fine, Jason Greger. How are you?
I'm very well. The first thing I want to talk about, and you know, you're a guy who trains, you're a guy I know who's trained a lot of different high-level athletes to young training athletes. Sam Bennett and the pull-ups, man, people were ripping him apart because he couldn't do one pull-up. Now, maybe his trainer should have told him to do one, but who knows? I guess I first of all want to talk about the benefits of the correlation to the motion of pull-ups and how it potentially could help you as a hockey player. Is there any?
Well, here's the thing. Sam Bennett could never do another pull-up in his life, and honestly, it's not going to affect his ability to be a successful hockey player. Now, with that said, you can always be more powerful and be stronger and, you know, progressing through, like, learning how to do pull-ups, you'll be a stronger person. You'll be a stronger athlete. There's no question about that. Will it make you any better, like, in terms of finesse on the ice? That's not proven. You know, could it improve your shoulder strength by doing more pull-ups? Might it reduce the risk of injuries over a long hockey career? I suppose it could, but still, no guarantee, Jason. So, I mean, I don't think that it's the end of the world that he can't do a pull-up.
And for now, a pull-up is when, if your hands, the back of your wrist is facing you, whereas a chin-up is more you're squeezing with your hands facing towards you. What's the different level? How much harder are pull-ups compared to chin-ups, and why?
Okay, well, good question. And pull-ups are probably the most difficult pull-up to do because it has less bicep activation, okay? So let's say, just so our listeners are clear, you're doing a pull-up where your hands are probably two widths wider than your shoulder joints, and your palms are facing away from you. So as you pull your body up, less bicep recruitments, okay? So it's very, you know, pure movement to pull yourself up, your latissimus, that's your back muscles are working. But because your elbow joint is so far away from your shoulder joint, the shoulder joint is less stable, okay? So that's what makes it so difficult. And that's why, typically, too, if we're talking about young athletes, you know, just out of adolescence, like Sam Bennett is, I mean, he's only 17. So, I mean, he's just starting to have, hormonal levels with elevated testosterone levels. I mean, that's just becoming a more important issue for him, where he's going to start to see greater strength development, like, at this stage of his life, you know. So, like, you and I had talked before about this. There's going to be all kinds of upside to his strength. He's got a long ways to go. And, I mean, if I were his coach, or if I were thinking about drafting this young hockey player, and I wouldn't really be concerned about his strength. There's lots of upside on this. But back to the pull-up thing. So that is the most difficult pull-up to do by certain. The other, like the chin-up, that's like where you're recruiting a lot more of your bicep. Your elbows are closer to your body. The shoulder joint is more stable. And typically, that is a much easier execution, easier on the shoulder joint, less risk of injury doing the traditional chin-up.
And as a trainer, for a young guy who's a very good athlete like Sam Bennett, would it take like 2 weeks for this guy to be able to reel off four or five pull-ups?
Well, I mean, I suppose it could take as little as that, Jason. But here's what I would recommend. For a young athlete like that, just to make sure that he doesn't end up injured, typically it takes 4 to 6 weeks of doing a particular exercise and properly progressing it, where the athlete would have an adaptation take place where they could execute, you know, increases in weight or repetitions doing any given movement. So I'd say closer to 4 to 6 weeks, he would be doing 5 to 10 repetitions, probably pretty comfortably. And that's working out, doing things that are specific to improving his pull-up 2 to 3 times per week. But there would be a great emphasis on the technical aspect of executing that movement. And I'll just go through that if we've got a minute. There should be a slight arch in your lower back if you're going to do a good pull-up. You should slightly contract your shoulder blades. And your head should be up. You shouldn't have your chin tucked into your chest trying to do a good pull-up. Okay, so you should be looking above the bar, and you're trying to drag your chest to the bar. But, I mean, there's ways to do this where, you know, you're going to have tubing, for example. You're going to have maybe your training partner is going to cushion your legs for a little bit of support, so you're not pulling up 100% of your body weight. So there's all kinds of things that you could do to progress this properly without injuring your shoulder.
Jeff Woods joins us. Now, and the reality is, no athlete is going to be great at one, especially now where you've got a lot of sport-specific athletes, Jeff, where they trained for their sport and don't do a lot of other things. And we talked about earlier, the correlation of hockey and pull-ups isn't necessarily one where you really need it. It's lower body and core is key in hockey because skating is the number one thing. If you can't skate, you're not going to be a good player. So are most athletes that you train, you're going to find a deficiency in some sort of lift that they do?
Yeah, no, you couldn't be more right. And so a lot of that depends, Jason, too, on how tall is the athlete. You know, so a taller athlete like Sam Bennett is, for example, like I think he's 6 feet, 178 pounds or thereabouts. So his levers are fairly long, and he's a fairly slight guy in his upper body. So, you know, for doing things like that where he's got to pull his body up through a greater distance than, say, a shorter guy who's 5'8" or 5'9", he's at a real disadvantage to do that lift, you know. And consequently, the same thing applies, you know, even for squats and deadlifts. You know, a taller, more slender athlete, I mean, it's going to be a lot more stressful and it's more difficult sometimes to reach the proper range of motion in these various exercises. So no athlete is going to be perfect at all lifts. There's no question about that. So, again, I think he got probably a little unfair publicity, obviously, when he was doing his evaluation.
When you're testing athletes, like, do you think it's relevant to do a pull-up test for young prospects at the NHL?
Well, I mean, in sports in general, whether it's hockey, whether it's football, I mean, the pull-up is one of the primary tests for strength. Again, is it relative? Probably not. I think there'd probably be greater emphasis on, you know, lower body, like doing deadlifts, for example, or doing some of the power movements, like doing some of your jump testing, your plyometric testing. That might be, if he did poorly in the jump test, that might be an indication to me that he might not be very quick, for example. He might not have explosive reactive power. So that might be sending more red flags, again, if I was a coach or somebody looking to draft this young player. Again, with the upper body development, those are things that you can work on, but again, it's more lower body speed and power that I would be concerned with.
Is there a risk for average people out there in doing pull-ups?
Absolutely. I mean, the most difficult exercise you could do for upper body strength development is the pull-up. But again, because of where your elbow joint is situated and it's so far away from your shoulder, Jason, again, the joint's not stable. So if you progress too quickly and you're trying to do a pull-up and you're not there yet, you're not ready, you can dislocate your shoulder, you can have a strain where and end up with some sort of chronic inflammation where it can affect just about anything you do. Like if you want to golf or play tennis, you might be out of the game for an extended period of time.
Okay, now before I let you go, Jeff, people didn't believe me when I said I could do 10 hanging from and the pull-ups there, you would do it from a dead hang, and then mm-hmm. you got it, and I said I could do 10, and I did 10 the other day at the gym. And so did you see me do 10 pull-ups or not?
I saw you do 10 pull-ups from a full hang and no kip, so there was no ballistic action. They were pure. They were excellent chin-ups. 10, my friend. Do you know what the world record is?
Oh, my God. Probably like some ridiculous number of like 1,000.
Well, here it is. It's 232 pull-ups. And the only thing in the rules, it said you can hang by one arm to rest, but you cannot dismount. So it was a Czechoslovak or from the Czech Republic. He did 232 pull-ups in 36 minutes.
232. So when he rested, you could rest with both arms or you could only rest with one?
Well, you can rest with one. So he was hanging with one arm and then he would hang with the other arm to let that arm rest a little bit. And then he would go do another series of like 5 or 10 repetitions and just continue going. But as soon as you dismount, you're done. The record is over. Now, here's another interesting fact. The 60 seconds pull-up record, 59 pull-ups in 60 seconds. And I posted the video on Jeff Wood's Fit on my Twitter feed, so if you want to tune in, this guy is incredible. He's got great power, and he's quick, but it was a full range of motion in 60 seconds, 59 good pull-ups.
And they're not, and those are non-kip pull-ups?
Non-kip pull-ups. The guy, it was pure, very strict, much like you do it, Gregor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, except I could do 10, and I was hyperventilating. So. 59, that is like 1 a second. Ridiculous.
Yeah, very quick.
And but is that the guy who, could he do the world record?
No, different guy. This guy was from Russia, and the other fellow was from the Czech Republic.
Yeah,
and both of them are on YouTube. You can see the videos.
Yeah, and they're probably both like 130 pounds, too.
Well, actually, you know what?
No?
The one guy was like 178 pounds,
okay.
And the other guy was closer to 200, believe it or not. So big man.
What? The guy who did the guy 200, did he do the 232?
Yeah. No, sorry. He did 59 and 60.
Still, though, that is ridiculous. Man, you got to do a lot of training to do that, I would think.
Well, here's the other thing, too, Jason. Those guys, that's what they do.
Like, yeah, they've got to be gymnasts, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about gymnasts, but they do all the Olympic lifts, a lot of powerlifting, and they only do like 5 or 6 different exercises, but that's all they do. It's deadlift, it's squats, it's pull-ups, it's chin-ups, it's bench. That's it.
Jeff, as always, appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gregor.